Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily. On this August 19th, happy Friday, one and all. We tell you a lot about success on this show, but as you know, failure is a big part of business. So today, a story about a company that's hanging on for dear life in a space that's getting more and more crowded. The company's called House, and the industry? Direct-to-consumer alcohol. Unlike mattresses, eyeglasses, and meal kits, booze you can buy online and have delivered to your door took a little longer to come on the scene. That's due to some pesky old restrictions when it comes to shipping alcohol in the mail. But thanks to a few creative legal loopholes and even some changes in state laws, direct-to-consumer alcohol was starting to sound like a good business move back around 2019. But for House, a startup that sells aperitif, good is probably not how they'd describe the past few weeks. Earlier this month, House's CEO and co-founder Helena Price-Hambrecht announced that the company's Series A funding had fallen through and that it was in the process of shutting down. House had a lot going for it. Its drinks have a lower alcohol by volume than the hard stuff, and fun flavors like strawberry basil and grapefruit jalapeno drew in younger millennials and Gen Zers, and its DTC model made it easy for a whole new generation to partake in the wine club feel beloved by their parents. But what House didn't have was funding. In lieu of the filing for bankruptcy, the company has entered a 30-day voluntary period in which a financial firm will evaluate its assets and seek a new owner, according to Bon Appetit. Assets may be liquidated to pay off debts. Beverage producer Constellation Brands, the name behind drinks like Corona Light and Pacifico, had committed to leading House's $10 million Series A round, but seemingly without a reason other than timing, according to House CEO Hambrecht, Constellation pulled out of the deal. House was left without a significant source of funding. And we certainly wouldn't blame Hambrecht for feeling a bit sour about it all. But as she told Bon Appetit, Hambrecht is proud of what she built and is committed to expanding the landscape for drinks with a low alcohol by volume. She says the market is hungry, thirsty, you might say, for companies like hers. But House simply got, quote, unlucky, end quote. Another DTC alcohol company that perhaps got a bit luckier? That would be Empathy Wines. That brand sells high-quality wine at lower prices that only working with grape farmers, not wholesalers and retailers, could make possible. Back in 2020, Empathy was bought by, yeah, it's a small world, Constellation Brands. Perhaps you've heard of them. Well, they lauded its e-commerce prowess and high-end products. While the story of Empathy Wines appears to have a happier ending than houses, it doesn't look like the direct-to-consumer alcohol industry is slowing down anytime soon, which means with the right resources, we just might see a slate of new companies raising their glasses soon. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yarmosky. Our executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Levy. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.